Welcome to Something Different from OUTARA, where we give you something different for your learning day. We know that women are generally exempt from positive mitzvahs that must be performed at particular times, like lulav, sukkah, tzitzis, and tefillin. There are, however, certain exceptions. In this shiur, delivered at the OU Israel Center, Rabbanit Shani Tarragon discusses what these exceptions have in common. Please enjoy this excerpt from Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, Nisim, Neirot, and the Nature of Mitzvot.
We're going to start with the three times throughout the Talmud, wherein Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, an early Amora, formulates the commandment of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, the level of obligation really for women in certain mitzvot. And this is based on really a very famous statement in the Mishnah and Kiddushin that women are exempt from all mitzvot aseh shehazman grama. We're exempt from any time-bound or time-generated mitzvah. However, explains Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavot b'ner Chanukah, source number one, Masechet Shabbat, sha'af hein hayu b'oto hanes. On the most basic level, how would you interpret af hein hayu b'oto hanes? Why do women have to light Chanukah candles, even though it's a positive time-bound mitzvah? Because they were part of it. Excellent. Beautifully said. They were part of the miracle. We take a look and we see source number two, the Gemara Masechim, again, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We would think that a woman should be exempt from Arba Kosod on the night of the Seder because it's a time-bound mitzvah. Nonetheless, Nashim Chayavot Ba'Arba Kosod Talalo Sha'af Ein Hayu Ba'Oto Hanes. And similarly, source number three, Masechim Megillah, women should really be exempt from Kriyat Megillah on Purim. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, once again, Nashim Chayavot B'Mikra Megillah Sha'af Ein Hayu Ba'Oto Hanes. Now, what we're going to see is that there are various common denominator to these three mitzvot. Can anyone think of what they are? A common denominator? Common denominator number one, they're all women involved, yafe ma'od, meaning in the end, we're going to see that Rashi certainly interprets that these are three mitzvot, where there was an active participation of a woman in actually catalyzing the miracle. Beautiful. Another simple, technical common denominator. Beautiful, right? These are all very physical. Again, I would say not just the miracles themselves, but the commandments, right? You have to light the ner. You have to read the Megillah. You have to drink four cups of wine, a very, very physically oriented mitzvot. And we're going to refer back to that. Beautiful. Any other common denominators? All these three mitzvot, they're all mitzvot midrabanan. And therefore, when it comes to the nature of mitzvot, we're going to see if this is a particular rule with regard to rabbinically enacted commandments. And as you see, we're going to elaborate upon this as well. Another common denominator is that each of these three mitzvot doesn't just commemorate, but they're all somewhat involved in the publicizing of a miracle. Again, think of Kriyat HaMegillah, wherein various Rishonim explain, even though we don't have a mitzvah to recite Hallel on Purim, the Megillah is the Hallel. The Megillah is actually the Persume Nisa. We know that one of the aspects of reading the Megillah, we have to read it with as many people as possible because of Persum Hanes, publicizing the miracle. Why do we even light the Chanukiah outside, ideally outside of our homes? Why do we light it? And so many halachot that pertain to ensuring the maximum publicity of the miracle, wherein it's still connected somehow to the house. And lastly, even something that you're not thinking about as Persum Hanes, as publicizing the miracle, such as drinking the Arba Kosot, because we do this within the confines of our home. Nonetheless, Arba Kosot, the four cups are the basis for Magid, for retelling the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Henceforth, that also is really publicizing the miracle. This is about Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So as we continue, and to add the next page, we're going to follow the Rishonim, the more dominant sages who talk about what does this phrase mean? What is it that obligates the woman, Mishom af hein hayu ba'oto hanes? The idea that they too, as beautifully said, were part of the miracle. Two different classic ways of understanding this phrase, two perspectives that emerge from early Rishonim. One, Rashi. Rashi, and as we find in Masechet Pesachim, his grandson Rashbam, point to the following. Let's take a look at Rashi's terminology, source number 4. Sha'ate mayu bo tohanis, kidam rinan, bizchar nashim titkaniot sho bo tohador negalu. There was an active role that was played by the righteous women in the generations. Also with regard to Mikra Megillah, nami amrinan hachi, demishum da'al yedei Esther negalu, v'chein gabei ner chanukah b'mesechet Shabbat. In all three of these cases, there was an active role that particular woman played in the redemption that these mitzvot commemorate. And there Rashi explains, notice not only a Mesechet Pesachim, but source number 5 in Mesechet Shabbat. What was the active role that was played by a woman on Chanukah? Shegazru Yevanim al kol betulot hanisuot libael letefsar tchila. Because all the Jewish women prior to their wedding night, we find this also in Mesechet Ketuvot, were defiled by different Greek officers. Va'al yedei isha naseh neis, he seems to be alluding, and we'll see this a little later, to the story of Yehudi, who was forced to spend the night like other Jewish women, the night before her wedding with a Greek general, and then she assassinated him, and that basically helped to not only catalyze the further revolt, but ultimately bring about redemption. So according to Rashi, whether it's the righteous woman in Mitzrayim, and you see this through the stories of Sefer Shmot, we see Yocheved and Miriam and Bat Paro, it's these women who help bring about the miracle. They play an active role. Yehudi, it's obviously Esther by Purim. And that is one way of looking at the term Atena Yubo Tohanes.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.